Adventure 3. After destroying three whites that attacked during the night, the group paused momentarily to remove the necromantic seepage that lay in the far eastern room. Moving down the stairs, Ashram noticed a symbol carved into the floor which Lydia and Melder quickly recognized as a representation of the Gothius tree. After Jelb detected it as magical, Melder and Jelb attempted to dispel the magic. After failing several dispels, the party simply moved over it cautiously. Exploring the southern half of the second floor of Nightfam Spire, counting from top to bottom, the party found an altar dedicated to the god of a long-dead dragon cult. Lydia and Magnarus quickly smashed the altar to dust. Ashram located a trapdoor which led down into darkness. In the southwestern corner of the second floor, the group located a large tapestry depicting a dragon they only assumed was a Shardalan, as well as what Magnarus thought might be the City of Brass. Moving into the center of the second floor, the group entered into a room full of sarcophagi. As Lydia began to detect a dent, several specters and a mummy burst from the sarcophagi and attacked. The specters were turned by Lydia, after they had inflicted a few negative levels, fleeing through the walls. The mummy proved more dangerous. Attacking Hog with a wickedly curved comma, he quickly sliced several bloody lines into Hog, severely wounding him, dropping Hog to 3. Melder cast invisibility on Hog, as Lydia entered the fight. With the specters gone, everyone else began to turn to the mummy, so with a grin, if my eyes could, in fact, grin, it stepped back and vanished. Searching through the sarcophagi, the group found a little treasure, and a couple of traps. And then the specters attacked again. This time Ulfgert managed to finish one off with some of his enchanted arrows, before Lydia turned the remaining two and they again fled the tower. Moving north, the group found a hallway with four doors. Walking forward, Horkin suddenly found the ground beneath him dropping away. Sliding down a passageway lined with razor blades, Horkin suddenly found himself being ejected out of the tower 150 feet above the ground. Falling, he managed to spread himself out and avoid serious injury from the fall, only 40 points of damage. Drinking a potion of spider climb, Horkin dutifully began climbing back up the tower to rejoin everyone else. What a dedicated follower. Inside the tower, the party was in combat with the specters who had returned yet again. Magnarus used a greater turning to eliminate one specter, while Ulfgar used more enchanted arrows to take down another. Moving through the remaining rooms in the second floor, the party found another altar dedicated to the gods of the ancient dragon cult, this one with the symbol of Gothius carved on top. Another room contained a stairway down to the third floor, from top to bottom, and the fourth was empty. The third door was hideously carved with fang mouths, tentacles, and eyes, and above it was written Agun and Sather lies interred here. Only fools pass this threshold. Naturally the party went in. After Ashram picked a trap lock. Inside was a metal valve capping a large metal pipe, 5 foot in diameter. After Melder used a mage hand to open the valve, he invisibly spider climbed into the pipe in order to get the stuff Horkin saw at the bottom. Suddenly a large gibbering mounder materialized in front of Melder, and attacked. Only by the grace of his invisibility was Melder able to avoid some of the creature's blows. It looked bad until Lydia turned the beast and sent it scurrying down to the bottom of its pipe. Peppering it with arrows, holy water, alchemist fire, and pretty much anything else the party could manage to toss down there, the party finally caused it to turn to mist. It was a vampiric gibbering mounder. Realizing it had no heart to drive a stake through, that there was no way to get sunlight into its pipe, and that no one had sufficient magic left to destroy it, the party attempted to destroy the creature using running water. After Lydia poured 2 gallons of magically created water onto the beast, the party dropped several containers of holy water down the hole. That seemed to do the trick and the mist dissipated. Hulk contracted mummy rot, but was healed by Magnarus.